Hi, everyone. Welcome to Micah's Call, where each episode here on this kind of new, not new thing called podcasting, you know, we explore the transformative power of Christ's teachings in our modern world. I'm your host, Matt Pierce, and I'm really thrilled that you've decided to join us today on our very first episode together here at Micah's Call. What I do is I dive into deep-rooted principles in Christ's love and that guide us into complex landscapes of modern society. I'm Matt Pierce. Thanks for joining us on this episode. We're going to talk about the why. Come along with me. You know, I started my media career way back when in radio, and this is kind of new. It's like, you know, I've dabbled with some podcasts and stuff, but now that I'm doing it just because I want to do it, it's not a job, it's not something I'm forced to do, I feel like I'm loving this again. And I can come on here and I can say things the way that I want to say them without hesitation, without interruption, nothing. And, you know, it's pretty cool. And so I want to thank you for joining me on this journey, Micah's Call. So today on this very first episode, really, of Micah's Call, I'm going to be talking with you about a cornerstone of Christian doctrine. And I am not the world's best Christian by any means. I mean, man, they can say all sorts of stuff about me. And they do. Trust me, they do. And that's fine. I am not the world's best Christian, and I know that, and I don't pretend to be, and I'm not a hypocrite that sits in church every single week, and I just pretend everything is fine and great and rosy. You know, every day is Christmas, and I live in the real world where people have problems. I'm a journalist, okay, and I'm not one of these sanitized journalists. I'm a journalist. I live in the real world. But today, we're going to be talking about a cornerstone of Christian doctrine, and that's the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Now, boy, there's times where you don't feel it, right? There's plenty of times where you just don't feel it. But, you know, let's be real, because that's what this is all about. This is about being real, right? The love of Jesus is, and I very rarely talk about my faith. So today, as I sit here in the studio here doing this, it's very unnatural for me to talk about faith and my faith. I think for a lot of us it is, right? But Jesus' love to me, and this is the way that I see it, it transcends time, culture, all sorts of stuff. And I think it calls us to act and live beyond the easy confines of agreement and sameness, right? So how does this enduring principle of love apply in this very divided world that we live in? Okay, so this is important. This is important. Let me tell you how the news media works. They'll deny this, and the politicians at local, all the way from the ground level to the UN, whatever. Politicians and the media will deny this, but they feed off of each other. They do. Because they need your ratings. And they need you to tune in, and they need something to talk about for 24 hours. Ugh, it's horrible. And so they feed off of each other. Hopefully, you hope they just eventually eat each other to death. But anyway, let's explore their goal. Whether they're the media, politicians, whatever, they are there to divide and conquer. That's their whole mission. Not to inform, not to create better societies. To be a politician, you have to have a paragod complex. You have to be a narcissist. You have to be an absolute narcissist and believe that people love you even when they hate you. And maybe hate's a strong word, but when they don't like you, And you have, there is, look, you show me a humble politician, at a truly humble politician at any level of government, and I'll show you a guy who wanted to be a politician. Okay? But beyond that, how do we get to this love of Christ in an increasingly divided world? So I think we have to understand the very nature of Jesus and his love for us. In John 13:34, and I'm horrible with memorizing scripture, but it's a wonder I made it this far. But I think it's in John, I should have made a note of this. John 13:34, Jesus gives us a new commandment. It says, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Now, let's read that again together. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. This isn't a suggestion, folks. It's a directive, a radical one, okay? That he really showed throughout his entire ministry by reaching out to who? The marginalized, the overlooked, and the despised. Now, I think again, in Luke 6:35, I think it is, Jesus tells us, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. Here, Jesus challenges us to love, not just in easy circumstances, but more so, precisely, when it's hardest. And that's where I think Christians are failing today. Christians of all traditions. And I'm not saying all Christians do this, but I think a majority, especially in the Western world, they do this. So in context, for today anyway, embracing this radical love really means engaging with those that we disagree with, not to win an argument, but check this out. To genuinely understand and care for them. This is about dismantling barriers, not reinforcing them like we do here in the West. Not building walls, not trying to protect ourselves, not using scare tactics to keep our name relevant like they do here in the West. This is about tearing down barriers, being vulnerable, and just doing the right thing. You see, I don't need to tell you this, but our society, especially here in the Western world, and I'm not saying the East is any different. I mean, look at the Uyghurs in China and, you know, all this stuff, right? Our society is really rife with division, political, racial, economic. These divisions, we think they seem to solidify us, right? They seek to bring us together, right? They don't. It creates an us versus them mentality. And sadly, I think that's where the church, all traditions, the body of Christ, is at today. The us versus them mentality. But I want to ask you a question. What role does Jesus' commandment play in all of this? What role does the commandment that Jesus gave us play in all of this? So imagine the impact if we, as believers, took the lead in bridging these divides, okay? Let's stop trying to prove a point that our church is the truest. Okay? A lot of hard... I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church in the United States. And they will argue that they predate the Protestant Reformation, right? A lot of them don't know this, and a lot of Baptists won't say, oh, you're just wrong. No, it's true. The Southern Baptists believe that they predate the Protestant Reformation. But imagine this. Imagine the impact if we as followers of Christ took the lead here in bridging these divides that tear us apart. See, many faith traditions and communities, they have a long tradition, especially in the Episcopal and Anglican and missionary churches. They have a long tradition of social justice and reflecting on our belief that every person is beloved by God and deserves respect and compassion. Now, how often do we see that? This is not, I want to be clear here. This is not merely about tolerance, but active sacrificial love. It's about making room at the table, right? Not just in our homes, but in our hearts, in our communities, in our world. It's not about, well, I've been given the authority by Christ to judge, and you know, I'm a judge of such and such. No, you're really not. That's, I don't care what theological doctrine you subscribe to, you're not. And I don't care whether you're a priest or a preacher or a bishop or whoever. You don't have, by doing that, and we can get into the theological debates, and I'd love somebody to come on here and talk to me about this and not have a debate, have a conversation about where somebody who thinks like this comes from. But this is, you can't judge with love in your heart, with true unconditional love in your heart. You can't do it. I don't care what the West tells us. You can't do it. In fact, Jesus, who commanded us to judge like, to love like him, didn't judge a person. Think about that, right? So how do we put this into practice? I think that we can participate in community service projects, things that bring us into contact with those outside of our usual circles, whether they're at school, whether it's at the bank, whether it's at the law office, whether it's at the courthouse or wherever, right? Get out there and love. Places that don't seek justice but show mercy. Volunteering at a food bank. Tutoring children in underserved communities. That's a good place to start. Or simply sharing a meal with someone from a different background. Quit looking at homeless people and thinking, boy, I just need to get them out of my community. I mean, there's a place for them. It's just not in my backyard. I'm a Christian. Okay, if you say so. You and somebody with much higher than me will have that discussion. But the next thing that you can do is engage in conversations with a true spirit of openness and humility. Listen more than you speak. And I think you have to seek to understand other people's perspectives and reflect on your own experiences and how your biases shape your views and how your worldview really reflects that of Christ. So I guess what I want to do is encourage you to go do something that shows love and mercy, not justice and arrogance. As we wrap up today, I want to invite you to reflect. I want you to reflect on how you can embody Christ's love in your interactions this week with everyone. Don't be a justice warrior. Be a Christ follower. How can you bridge the divide? How can you show love to someone who may not expect it from you? You know, I'd love to hear your stories and your reflections. Please share them with me on our social media channels or email me at matt@mattpierceblog.com. Let's encourage one another to live out this radical love for Jesus. Hey, I'm Matt, and thank you for joining us on Micah's Call. Remember, the call to love Jesus is challenging, but it's also the most transformative path that we can walk. Join me next time as we continue to explore what it means to live out our faith in today's world. Until then, keep seeking, keep loving, and keep walking the way of Christ.